It's a window of opportunity for all involved and for the Sioux Greyhounds management and coaching staff. The word impressed was a common one after their two-day development camp wrapped up on Sunday. With the camp now in the rearview mirror, the next area of focus will be training camp in late August as the team reconvenes in Sault Ste. Marie ahead of the 2024-25 Ontario Hockey League season. Greyhounds coach John Dean said following Sunday's events that he came away really impressed with what he saw in the two-day camp. Guys came in very prepared, and came in good shape, Dean added, also referencing the pace of play during practice and in a pair of scrimmages. The pace jumped up. The physicality as well, added Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftes. Yesterday, everyone is kind of figuring out where they slot and it's a long day. Everyone looked a little more like themselves, Raftes added. Much like Dean, Raftes added that he came away impressed with what he saw overall from the camp. There's some years where this can be really sloppy scrimmages because guys aren't used to playing with each other and there's not really any system in place, Raftes said. The guys were really good. A lot of skill plays to be made. Guys were playing hard, blocking shots. The expectation now will be preparing for training camp in August. It's setting the tone to make sure everyone is making those right steps over the summer, Raftes said. As you drop in older players at training camp, it really becomes evident who's close and who maybe needs another year at U18 or Junior B or whatever it might be, Raftes said. We do our exit meetings now and it's about making sure their summers are set up accordingly. You drop the big guys in and the returning players and it has such a different feel, Dean said. I want them to come and be extremely competitive. Our biggest thing is, when you show up to main camp, go take what's yours. Don't let the returning guys intimidate you or make you feel like you have to give them the puck. Be yourself and go get what's yours. Following Saturday's scrimmage, Raftes referenced the camp being an opportunity for players getting more time to talk with the staff, ask those questions. Dean added on Sunday that the camp is also an opportunity for players to get to know him as a coach. I want them to get a feel for me and what I'm all about, Dean said. I want them to see that coach is human and they can come and ask questions and feel comfortable. It's very important for us here that players feel like they can be their authentic selves. It's a competitive advantage when players can come in a very comfortable state, Dean added. A pair of players who spent the 2023-24 season with the Greyhounds, Brady Martin and Travis Hayes, also participated in the camp. Having two players who played regular roles with the team in camp has been something the team has done regularly and it's a chance for the other players to gauge themselves against current old players. It's a great measuring stick for the guys to watch players that have already been with the team for the year, Dean said. Those are two players that played critical roles on our team and got critical minutes and were a big part of our success. To have them model what we're trying to do here and mingle with the guys and an opportunity to pick their brain and see how competitive these two guys are, I'm happy our guys got a taste of what that's all about. For Greyhounds 2024 first-round pick Ryder Calley, the camp was a positive experience after getting drafted in April. It was really fun, Calley said. They treated us really well. Calley added that the camp has basically been a continuation of his offseason with another opportunity to get on the ice. I've been on the ice every day and working out every day, Calley said. I go to King Heights Academy, in Vaughan, so we're training every day. It was just what I've been doing the whole time, and I was pretty prepared for it.